and put it in there, and it would save maybe for a month or two.
Really?
Yes. It wouldn't have that rancid taste.
Mm-hmm.
When it get around the holidays, I used to have sometimes high as 3 and 4 gallons of little balls of butter.
They used to take milk, put it in a big jar and tie it down, they go in it, in them homemade wells, we used to call that.
Mm-hmm. You've ever seen those big wide wells? You never seen that?
Mm-hmm. I mean, they tied the jar to a rope and they go down to the bottom of that water and stay cool.
Mm-hmm. People are old and days, they had a tough time, huh?
Uh-huh.
But I remember saving butter like you said, but the milk, we had no other way to save it. We'd make cream cheese.
Your
milk would clabber, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'd put your cream cheese in a little sack and let all that water drip out.
Mm-hmm.
And less, for instance, as you'd put it today, not tomorrow morning, you could get it out of that little sack and slice it all and put cream on it and sugar.
Mm.
It was good.
Mm-hmm. Is that what they call that Creole cheese?
Yes. Calle Guiteri used to call it.
Uh-huh.
You never heard of that name?
Uh-uh.
Well, the clabber, they would call that the Calle Guiteri. You'd put it in a sack and let all that water drip out.
Uh-huh.
Like if I'd put it this morning, well, tomorrow morning you could take it out and it would be all together.
Mm-hmm.
And put it in a plate and slice it and put cream on it and sugar. It's good. Mama still make it. My mother still make it.
Mm-hmm. What do you call it in French?
Calle Guiteri. Now we buy the cream cheese, we buy that in the store now. But
uh-huh.
Mama still make it. Every week sometime I go there and get me a big dish. She got it all cut with cream on it and sugar.
Uh-huh.
It's real good.
What about them? Say, if you wanted to store potatoes or turnips in the winter, where would they be kept?
Now? Like now?
Or back then?
Oh, potatoes, I don't know how. Well, Roy's mother, I remember she used to preserve hers, sweet potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
They used to have a cane farm, they farm cane,
mm-hmm.
and when they cut the cane and make their own syrup, she'd preserve them. Just like you do figs and anything else. It was good. She put them in jars just like you.
And now what you mean that raw potatoes?
Yeah, now in the olden time, they used to save. And they used to make, she maybe want to know that too, in the olden days they used to make the bita patat, they called it. Put potatoes all in a pile.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'd put a... When they put that potato in the pile, they'd put a corn stalk all around it.
Mm-hmm.
Then they'd put dirt. Then they'd put another row of corn stalk and dirt.
Mm-hmm.
They'd make it about this tall.
About 4 or 5 feet?
Yeah, just about, maybe a little tall.
It was started big,
just like a
come up small.
Uh-huh.
Just like a haystack. Huh. And so they throw dirt in there and save.
Mm-hmm.
And it would save two beds than in a potato house, my mama. I've seen it myself. Roy, we've made one too, Roy and I, when he
won. And in the spring, they were real healthy.
Yeah, they were fresh, just like you'd go dig them out of the ground.
Mm-hmm. What about them? Say, if you had a big area of cotton planted, you'd call that a cotton
farm?
Or
a cotton plantation.
Okay. Or just the area you had planted.
Mm.
That would be the...
Like what, like if we plant so many acres of cotton?
Uh-huh. If you planted several acres, you'd refer to it as
mm-hmm.
the cotton... What?
Have a name for it, then.
Yeah, cotton farm?
Uh-huh. What about some, say, sweet potatoes? If you had that planted, just a little area of sweet potatoes. Be a potato.
A potato patch?
Potato patch.
Mm-hmm. What about something bigger?